Okay. So what he's amending right now is 28?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm ready if you are.
Okay, are we good? All right. All right, I'm going to call the Appropriations Committee back to order, and it is 2:45 PM. Where we are right now is ONCA 2328. We've had a discussion, and it's going to be amended. And so while we wait for those documents to come down, we're going to go ahead and start with 2329.
Oh, Chair?
Yes.
I do have an amendment for 2328. So there's three things going on. There's three sections we're addressing. One section, we're just waiting on a microwave document. Treasurer said he would get that this week.
Right.
The other two sections, I'm ready to make a motion now.
I thought we were going to wait till Trey got down here with the docs.
No, Trey's working on 2329, and we're not there yet.
Okay.
I'm ready to finish out this bill, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead with your motion.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCA 2328, page 5 and 6, strike lines 180 through 266.
And have you sent that to the clerk?
I'm getting ready to.
Give her a moment to send it to the clerk and go ahead and distribute it.
So do you want me to withdraw my motion?
You can, or you can let it just sit there, I guess.
Second.
Are you good, clerk?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Or any discussion? You want to give did you give your explanation about why?
I can.
Go ahead.
So the two sections that I'm striking are funds that need to be recognized in FY23. And I'm going to insert those into 2329.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes.
Sorry, I'm looking for the number. Hold on. Motion to report out bill number ONCA 2328 to Congress with a due pass as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. So next on the agenda is ONCA 2329, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $617,313 and of non-tribal funds and $74,287 of tribal matching funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Congresswoman Rebard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. So this bill will include all of our FY23 non-tribal requests. And the first one that you'll see is the DHS stabilization grant for Fairfax. And the totality of this section is for $45,100. And I believe Krista's on the line, and if she wants to talk a little bit about that, that would be great.
Ms. Fulkerson?
Yes, Madam Chair.
You want to address the, this is the Fairfax grant?
It's the DHS.
This is the DHS stabilization grant six. It's the sixth one they've had for the stabilization through DHS. We do have Ms. McKinley on the line. These are supposed to be new budgets for the Hominy, Pasca, and Skytook and Fairfax facilities. It looks like you guys merged the five and six stabilization together in this one for the sixth budget. But when we sent it up, we had separated them out because that's how we report them on the SUPA. Even though they have the same name, they're different rounds. So they're different grants for the same project. It looks like on this one is $23,000 that they got for stabilization six, and five has already been appropriated for $22,000.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this grant?
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. And to Ms. Fulkerson's correct, we had, Jordan and I had spoke about the support docs that were sent down. And I believe Jordan had reached out to multiple departments to try to get clarification at that time before we filed the bill because we were waiting, but we were on a deadline. We had to make a decision. And with that, that's what we did, is we drafted the legislation as we understood it, because we knew that this was, we tend to keep getting these stabilization funds, and to be honest, we weren't certain how they wanted to have these reflected. And so again, you know, I'm open to any amendments that we need to make to the bill that makes it clear for Treasury and grants and the director.
Okay.
These stabilization funds come in effect Fairfax, Hominy, Pahuska, and Skytook, Wheelis.
And these are from the same as the DHS funding source, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So they aren't ARPA or anything. The only thing I just need to be educated on, it says here that these are for new equipment, toys and supplies. Now, toys and supplies can see would stay in their budget, but how would new equipment be handled? Would that have to move to the cap asset, or does it stay with the program?
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
We didn't, for the cap assets, we only have, that's only for tribal dollars or tribal equipment or assets recognized over, I think it's $5,000.
Okay.
But it's just for tribal, if you're referring to the capital asset.
Okay.
Fund.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, and that I concur with Congresswoman Rebard on that, and that with this, I think that's where having that discussion that, you know, you can buy equipment, where we have two accounts now, equipment minor and equipment major. Equipment major is over $5,000 a single item. Equipment minor is less than $5,000 a single item. That's the way we're going to start tracking it. Typically, your minor equipment is more seen as a operational cost than a capital type cost. But I know, in accordance with the code, I believe equipment has a distinct definition that I would try to that I'll need to make sure that the minor and the major both flow up, I think, categorically to equipment. But as far as gap wise, it's usually seen as more of an operating expense.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else have any questions or comments? Then we can move on. The next one is this stabilization grant for Hominy. Congresswoman Rivard or Ms. Fulkerson, I don't know who you want to address it.
Ms. Fulkerson will be fine.
Yes, on the DHS stabilization grant 6 for Hominy, it looks like you all did the same thing with that one. You merged 5 and 6. On 5, we got 18,000 already appropriated. On 6, which will be this present one, they got an extra 18, or they got another 18,900. And so $18,900, and it looks like it was combined into this bill.
Any questions or comments on this section? Okay, and then we move on to the next one, and stabilization grant for Pawhuska. Ms. Fulkerson.
Yes, it looks the same thing with the stabilization 6 for DHS for Pawhuska. You all merged 5 and 6. 6 would be the one we're going for this time through HUNCA at 18,900. And for 5, we all already have that appropriated at a separate section before this one, session before this one at, looks like 18,000.
Okay. Next one is Skytook.
And Skytook is the same way, DHS stabilization grant, Skytook 6. We are taking it up for the 6 for 23,100. And the 5 was merged with 6 for this one. And the 5 has already been appropriated in a prior session through Congress at $23,000.
Any questions or comments on this section?
I have a question.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Okay, Krista, since we've went through those, how would you like us to proceed? Do you want us to amend the bill for those 4 sections?
I'll divert that over to our treasurer if he would like to speak, but I will suggest that we do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. McIntosh.
Yeah, I would concur with that.
Okay, thank you. Jordan, if you could start preparing that. And we apologize, but again, you know, we're on deadlines to file our bills, so I apologize. And I think, again, Mr. Frazier had reached out with no avail, so we had to move forward. But again, we don't mind amending, so the bill is useful to everyone involved.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, the next section is Google News Initiative. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, this is the Endangered Language Fund Native Voices Endowment. And it looks like this one is for $10,000, and it looks as though it's new. And the goal of this funding is to produce content that is accessible to Osage language teachers, students, researchers, and Osage community members. And I've invited Braxton to join the call if he wanted to talk about the grant a little bit more.
I can say a few words. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Go ahead, Mr. Ready, go.
Okay, yeah. This is a pretty simple one. Essentially, what we're trying to do is get high-resolution images of James Owen Dorsey vocabulary slips and information. And we're going to take that and we're going to produce hopefully a few different types of documents. But the main one that's going to originally produce is what we are going to kind of simply call the James Owen Dorsey Dictionary. So each slip is basically like a dictionary entry. It has the word, has inflection, it has definition, even in some cases it has our cognate language corresponding words that go with it. But we have a contractor up near DC who's in that area. So we're getting a lot of services for a minimal cost because we don't have to pay for a flight and travel or anything like that. And then he also has worked on a lot of different conversion codes for us, changing documents into the orthography and making it to where it can be easily parsed and create different teaching materials that we want in very specific ways. And so him and I, we meet regularly, but he would be one that would be assisting me with that. But essentially that's what it is. We're trying to take James Owen Dorsey's material that's in the Smithsonian Museum and making that to where we can push that out to the members where they don't have to file or go in there and try to request that stuff themselves. And our teachers having access to that too, will be able to create more materials in the classroom. Right now we have third or fourth hand copies that are Xerox copies with people's notes on them, that kind of thing. And you can't read half of them. So basically we're reclaiming Dorsey materials and using it to create teaching materials for our classrooms. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Is there any comments and questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Next section, Justice Assistance Grant, local law enforcement. Congresswoman Rebard.
I think the next is the Google News Initiative for $12,250 on page 8.
Oh, did I skip one? Okay.
And Chair, this looks like it's a new grant. Again, the amount is for $12,250. The funding was received to complete self-sufficiency initiatives with Osage News. And so we invited Shannon Shaw to talk about this grant.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
We can hear you, go ahead.
Okay, so the Google News Initiative, like Congresswoman Rebard said, is to help with our sustainability, our new sustainability. And that also goes to journalism impact, financial sustainability. We are trying to look at our news operations from a different lens than we have in the past. We really are trying to make a way for ourselves to make some income. And I know that it's hard in the news industry right now to make a lot of income, but we are, you know, blessed with the Osage Nation's funding. But so this Google News Initiative, I applied for it. We received it, and we are going to use this in partnership with another grant that's coming up to do a series of community outreach, and we're going to do a mail out to all of the Osage Nation constituency 18 and above, just to let them know that, you know, they can still subscribe to the newspaper and give them updates on different products that we're developing and different things that we would like to help them receive the news. It'll also include like a short survey, a link to a survey so they can tell us what they would like to see. But so this grant will pay for the mail out, and it will help with costs for these community engagement initiatives. So we do plan on traveling to the Osage meetings out of state to further get input from the communities that we serve. And yeah, and that's pretty much what we're gonna use this grant for. So if anyone has any questions, that would be great.
Any questions or comments?
No, I don't have any questions, but you know, I appreciate everyone thus far that's reached out for some new grant dollars, some federal funding to help, you know, in their program. So this sounds like a good initiative.
All right.
Yeah, so we've never applied for grants before, so this is a first for me, and we've been really excited about this. So we plan on continuing this.
So it's 3:05 now. We still have about 6 or 8 pages to go through, and we're waiting on those amendments. So I need to know from the committee, what do you all want to do? Try to get this wrapped up in about 10 minutes or so, or postpone the rest of it to the next meeting, which is tomorrow.
Chair.
So Speaker.
The clerk said that this bill is the only thing on your agenda tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm okay with stopping where we're at, and since we're noticed until 3.
Right.
And allowing for the clerks to get caught up. And so I'll make a...
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I don't mind. I've got one amendment correct, and I think Jordan's working on another.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to comment that I appreciate all those involved with this bill, the treasurer, grants, and all the directors that are currently online, and appreciate your time and your patience. And I don't mind moving the rest of this section till tomorrow's meeting. And I just ask that everybody involved, please be patient. And if you could join us tomorrow as well, but it'll be a different Zoom link. I just want them to know.
Certainly. And we will. Do we have a good list of who's requested today?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Okay. I started to say, as long as we've got a list, we can send those out to them first thing when we get the link tomorrow.
Make a motion to postpone 2329 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Sorry, Mr.